I think the universe is teeming with life. Not just here on planet Earth, but throughout the universe there's life. And I say this for several reasons. First, we know that once the conditions were right here on Earth, life got started pretty quick. The evidence we have is as soon as it was cool enough, there were simple bacteria and algae around. Now, this is sometimes used as an argument for God, that the chances of life evolving by random changes so quickly are so unlikely that something must have created it. But the alternative is that it was seeded from space. We're now discovering the basic amino acids, the basic chemicals of life. We're discovering them out there on the dust in the universe. We're discovering this through astronomy. We're seeing the light reflected back that says there's the basic seeds of life are out there. And they're probably brought to Earth on the comets. The comets go way out, way past our solar system. And they bring in the dust from outer space. And when they land on the Earth, they deposit that dust. And in that is probably the basic seeds of life. And this is a theory that's called panspermia. Pan means everywhere. Sperm means the seeds. So the seeds of life are everywhere in the universe. And I find it interesting when you look at a comet, the shape of a comet is very similar to a sperm cell. So it's like all these comets raining down on Mother Earth, bringing the seeds of life here. And that's how it got going. Which means that it probably also got going on any other planet where the conditions were right. In recent years, we've discovered several hundred star systems out there with planets. A lot of them much bigger than ours. We're not really seeing Earth-sized planets yet. But there's a strong likelihood they're out there. And maybe one in 1,000, one in 10,000 stars actually has planet systems where life is possible. But if life is possible, then I think it's probably inevitable on those systems. So if there's, say, one in 10,000 planets has life, and yet there's something like 10 billion star systems in our galaxy, that means that something like a million planets out there in our galaxy alone have life on them. And then we take into account the fact that there's something like 100 billion galaxies out there. It means that you multiply that by a million, you've got what, something like 100 sextillion planetary systems with life. So that's why I say I think the universe is teeming with life. And on some of those, life will have evolved into intelligent beings, similar to ourselves in some way. They may not look like us. But if they've developed their own technology, their own way of changing the world, they're going to come up against a similar crisis that we've come up against, which is basically, do they have the wisdom to manage their technology for the good of themselves and the planet? That's where we are at the moment. We've created these incredible, powerful technologies, and yet at the moment, we don't seem to have the wisdom to use them. And if we don't develop that wisdom, then it's pretty clear we are going to be in deep, deep trouble. We may not even be here much longer. It's almost like a fail-safe point in evolution. If a species can't get beyond this limited, almost violent mode of consciousness, then it's going to become extinct. If it can, then it's going to be a very wise, very conscious, very awake species. Nothing like the sort of mentality that we live in. So I think when we think of extraterrestrials, too often we project our own consciousness onto them. We think they're going to be like us, which is somewhat violent, materialistic, manipulative. This, I think, is completely wrong. they're not going to be creatures with ray guns or whatever coming to attack us. They're going to be so far beyond us spiritually, they're going to be something like angels by our reckoning. And it's interesting how often ETs in the past have been likened to angels, either visually or in terms of how they feel, their consciousness. So if we're looking for contact with these other beings in the universe, I don't think we should be spending a lot of time and energy looking for radio signals. For them, that's probably very, very old, slow technology. If they're making contact at all, I think it's probably going to be mind-to-mind contact. So where we should be looking for them is not out in space, but inside our own heads.